Matthew Henry, the renowned theologian who wrote Matthew Henry's commentary, said, and I quote, "When Christ died, he left a will in which he gave his son to his father, his body to Joseph of Arimathea, his clothes to the soldiers, his mother to John, but to his disciples, who had left all to follow him, he left not silver or gold, but something far better, his peace." His peace. So in Gospel chapter 14, verses 25 to 27, John 14, part of the gospel reading for today, day after Easter, commonly called Rogation Sunday, Asking Sunday, says, "And these are spoken whilst by the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave, peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." Beloved the Lord, as I walk through this test, something dawned on me. The way Jesus talked about peace, God. He says he can give us peace as if it is a gift. And then this is his peace, which is different from the world. His peace is different from the world. What does he mean? Beloved, we all need peace. We all need peace. But what gives peace? Or what gives us peace really? Is peace just an absence of any trouble or problem? Is just an atmosphere of quietness or serenity? The world defines peace this way. In the eyes of the world, to do with the surroundings. If peace is the absence of any noise, trouble, then peace is a product of the surrounding. Yet, when we look at our test, what true peace is all about. Beloved the Lord, why do we need to pray? Because only in Jesus can we find true peace. If Jesus says, "Peace I leave," means he is the source of peace. If he says, "My peace I give you," it means he is the giver of peace. If he says, "I do not give you as the world gives," it means only in Jesus can we find true peace. Something that the world does not have. In other words, peace has nothing to do with you. Peace has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with the surroundings or to what is happening in our world today. Beloved, the peace we are talking about is a gift from God. You can't earn it. He can give such a gift because he is in control of all things. We must believe of God. We must learn to let go and leave our burdens with him and take the gift of peace by faith. No wonder Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Paul says, it is a peace that surpasses understanding. So, beloved Lord, what is the practical implication of all this? If you are worried over something, some things. This morning, and you need peace in your heart, you have to turn to Christ. That is the only way. Oh yes, you may find some sense of comfort by hiding in a clean place or resort to the usage of narcotics, drugs, alcohol. But you'll never find true peace. Emotionally, you may feel good, but only Christ can give us true comfort and peace. Beloved, the disciples of Jesus were about to face the greatest shock of their lives. Jesus will soon be arrested and crucified. They will be left on their own without a teacher, without a guide. They were down-spirited. They were sad. And Jesus gave them something special, which they really needed. Beloved, we have to believe in the sovereignty of God. What does that say? Only He can give us peace. Why? Because only God is in control of all things. God can handle this whole universe. He can handle your problems. He can handle my problems. If He cannot, not God. Then we have no guarantee of peace. Beloved, if we believe that God, then we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. You cannot find peace because you are not in control. Because I'm not in control. You cannot control the circumstances. You cannot control the future. So we need to look to the one who is in control. We need to learn to let go and let God. Peace is not a product of the circumstances. It is a product of God. It is a gift, not something we earn through hard work. Beloved, what we need to recognize is that life is not in our hands. So David tells us in Psalm 23, verse 1, that God is our life's shepherd. He is our life's shepherd. We learn to let go and let God help us. Beloved, leave your burdens with Jesus. Don't be overwhelmed by the thought that you need to be in control of your life. Do you know why people suffer from stress, depression, anxiety so much? Because they rely upon themselves to control the situation and manage the problems. They want to be in control. And once they find that they lost that control, when the problem is bigger than the ability to cope, they fall into depression and lost all hope of living. Paul advises that do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in prayer and with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Beloved Lord, don't forget God's benefits. Count your and remember them and give thanks for your blessings. Your identity receive continually. Don't remember your sorrows. Don't remember your pains. Don't remember your hurts, your disappointments. Don't carry your burdens alone. Present your request to God. Don't be anxious about anything. Let Jesus, the one who is in control of everything, take care of your needs. Only then can you be really at peace. He gives. And He gives us His peace continually. I pray that politicians in this church, you know, we start from Jerusalem, our home. I pray that politicians in this church, peace. will not preach mayhem, chaos. Because God has been so good to us. God has been so good to this country. Look at the peace that we continue to enjoy. Politicians, no one is saying that don't go and debate on the TV stations, and no one is saying that. But as you do it, as you do that, make sure peace prevails. Syria callers in this church, I'm not saying don't call, don't, I'm not saying that. But please make sure peace prevails. We have been praying before, during, and after our elections this year. And God is offering us this peace. We should not use our selfish ambition to disturb this peace that the Lord is giving us. Let us continue to preach peace. Live peace. Eat peace. It's very, very important. Because God has been giving us. It's been so good to us. I pray that God's peace will reign supreme in our hearts. Jesus was completely at peace. Why? Because he knew that God the Father was with him. He knew his Father was in control. He knew his Father would take care of him. He knew his Father was always right. He knew his Father could be trusted. Jesus is giving us this same peace today as he gave to his disciples. Whatever the difficulties, we can still have that same peace Jesus experienced. May God help us. May God help us to put our trust in a sovereign God who is in control. May he help us to be with him, and may we receive the gift of his peace in faith. In Jesus' name, amen.